Would this group like to see the world's population reduced? I've always heard rumors about that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Alex Jones talks about this in his latest video, and, you know, he's been talking about this for a very long time. You know, there's a famous document written in 1974. It's a memorandum 200 where they talk about the need to reduce the world's population from 1974 to 2050 by about 3 billion people. Again, it goes back to the natural resources. There's just not enough to go around, first of all, for everybody on the planet. And second of all, the Bilderbergers of this world don't need 6.5 billion people to do the bidding for them. They just need a much smaller population base because, again, it's also easier to control 3 billion or 2 billion than 6.5 billion people.
Well, even the number I've heard, 500 million on the entire planet, that's what they would love to get it reduced by. I even had heard that Henry Kissinger once had a position paper that talked about reducing the world's population.
Well, absolutely. You know, that position paper is called Memorandum 200, signed by Kissinger in the last months of Nixon's presidency. I think it was 24 April 1974. When that paper was released. And again, in that paper, they're talking about reducing population by about 3 billion people between 74 and the year 2000, and then reducing it again even more between year 2000, 500 million, and then between year 2000 and year 2050 by about 3 billion people. I haven't seen, I know Alex Jones talks about it, but I just haven't seen that paper physically myself where they're talking about reducing the population base to 500 million people. I saw them talking about 2 billion people, but that's as low as I would go. But again, that's diabolical if you think about it.
It is diabolical. On the face of it, is it smart or not? You know, there are a lot of people who will call us tonight, Daniel. We're going to keep you for the full 3 hours. We're going to take phone calls the last hour with you, even though Alex would just join us next hour and then he's gone. But a lot of people would say, wait a minute, George, this planet can't sustain billions of people, 6 billion, 8 billion, 10 billion. We've got space for all these people. I don't necessarily agree with that. So if you have a group that says we need to find a way, and the problem is the way, but we need to find a way to reduce the world's population, to make it livable and inhabitable for the people who are left. Does that sound like an okay plan, idea?
Well, not really, because if you and I are the ones to be reduced, I don't particularly agree with, you know, Bilderberg for the world. Now, if these people want to explore other planets, I very strongly suggest that the Rockefellers and the Kissingers and the Queen Beatrixes of this world use all their immense wealth to build a, you know, large enough spaceship and go there themselves and just leave us, you know, to our own doing. I think there's a lot of planet out there. It's a very big, beautiful, wonderful world. However, again, if you think from the business perspective, and that's what Bilderberg is, it's a money elite, you have two issues. One is what every corporation in the world wants, which is infinite growth. If you don't have growth, the CEO gets fired, and it's as simple as that. Now, the other one, if you're looking at two curves on a graph, is, you know, finite natural resources. And when these two things butt heads, one of them has to give way. And unfortunately, between finite energy supplies and infinite growth, it's the infinite growth which will lose out. So again, it makes sense from their point of view, from the Bilderberger perspective, in order to continue with infinite growth, they must reduce the population.
How does the European Union differ from the Bilderberg group? Aren't there some people who overlap?
Well, Bilderberg, the European Union is, you know, the clearest example of what Bilderberg has been able to accomplish. Now, you know, before you had nation states, before you had countries, constitutions, flags, currencies, borders, which is, you know, what basically defined the idea of nation state. And now you have this one country called Europe, this one currency called the euro. You have one flag, which is this blue flag with lots of little stars. And you have one constitution, which is the European constitution, which overcomes the national constitutions in times of crisis, meaning that if there is crisis, then the European constitution takes precedence over national constitution.
And crisis could be an epidemic, a war, an asteroid strike, anything that they deem a crisis.
Exactly, it's vague.
Kicks
enough,
that
but again, it's like people have not, you know, to understand how brilliant and diabolic, and I do have to say brilliant because they are extremely, extremely intelligent, these people, you know, who are working with the Bilderbergers. Now, to understand the European Constitution, you must read 3 2,000-page documents simultaneously. That's 6,000 pages. You know, you have to read the Amsterdam Treaty, the Maastricht Treaty, and the Treaty of Rome. When you read these three treaties simultaneously, as I have done, I think one of the few people in the world was actually gone to the trouble of reading these things, you understand that how diabolical these people are. They don't openly say that European constitution takes precedence over national constitutions. But when you read the three documents simultaneously, there's a very clear inference, especially in this one point number 51 in one of the documents where they're talking about if there is a crisis, national constitutions are second, European constitutional for the great. They're always talking about, you know, the greater benefit of the European community takes precedence as number one. So again, the European community is a very clear example how these people work. And again, it's not a surprise that every leading banker in Europe, who is again is an official elected by the bureaucrats, belongs to the Bilderberg Alliance. All the European commissioners are members of the Bilderberg Alliance as well, a Bilderberg group or the Bilderberg Club, whatever you want to call it. Again, these people don't represent us, the people. They work for themselves. And I think, George, it's very important. And again, I saw this when I was in New York last month. You know, the reaction when I was saying this to the people, everybody absolutely agrees that this war being waged right now is not against the Bin Ladens, the Taliban, or the Al-Qaedas of this world, nor is it against this traveling circus known as the mullahs of Iran. The war that is being waged on us, the people, and the Bilderbergers and the Trilateral Commission and the CFRs. They will not stop. They will not cease and desist until they will annihilate us, destroy us, literally wipe us out or subjugate us, but they will not let us live in peace. And we had better get this straight and get it straight soon because there's not a lot of time left.
I want to come back to this because it may be the most important statement you have ever said. But with this consolidation of the European Union, for example, this is like corporate consolidation of companies on a planetary scale, isn't it?
Absolutely. Now, they're doing exactly the same thing in North America. And this whole thing started not in 1996 at the Bilderberger Conference, but in fact, it started as soon as Ronald Reagan became president of the United States.